Let's go to the Indian Premier League now. South African bowling sensation. He's 17 years old. Kwena Mapaka was brought up to the IPL to play for the Mumbai Indians. He had a pretty torrid start in his IPL debut. 2 overs, 66 runs, 0 wickets, even caming from for some flack by Proteas legend Dale Steyn, who said that Mapaka, realizing the difference between under 19 and the pro league, definitely was a baptism of fire. Telford Vice cricket writer has been following the IPL, and also Kwena Mapaka, difficult first game for him in the IPL, bounced back, redeemed himself in that second game just this week. Telford, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Yes, very difficult game for him in his first game. I don't think it was so much that he bowled badly. The figures certainly say so, and they're some of the worst figures in the history of the IPL, the third worst figures, in fact, in all IPL games. Mm. But the fact was that, you know, when you've got Heinrich Klaas and Travis Head just teeing off at you, you look at all of those bowling figures, nobody did terribly well. Even Bumrah came in full stick. Mm. So I think Dale Steyn's comments were perfectly justified. But then, yes, he did come back really nicely in his next game, got Jaiswal out, and it's still pretty expensive, but, you know, the guy turns 18 on Monday, yeah. and he's trying to get through matric. So
that's the thing.
A break.
A 17-year-old in the IPL, first spotted in the recent under-19 World Cup, and that's where he said, and people say that he said that he's as good as Jasprit Bumrah. He did not say, he said that hopefully one day I can be as good as Jasprit Bumrah. So a lot of pressure being put on a 17-year-old, and I wonder whether a platform like the IPL is the right platform to cultivate what is seriously going to be a future South African bowling talent, Telford.
It probably isn't, Lester, but the fact is that, you know, the IPL basically controls the world game, and part of that problem, and it is a problem, that you have this monster, you know, across the world, which is just dictating terms in cricket, is that the national boards, people like CSA, just don't have the money to be able to compete with the IPL. I worked out the other day that Andrich Norkia earns 10 times as much playing in the IPL for a few weeks as he does in his entire year, his contract fee from CSA. 10 times. And you know, that just puts things into perspective. Mapaka is going to earn more money at the IPL than he could do in a long time playing in South Africa.
Yeah, I would look great for him and great for his family if he can ply his trade as a hired gun and literally earn millions, and that, of course, sees to his family security. But in the interest of South African cricket, a talent that's just 17 years old turns 18 on Monday. I'm looking for our short over game. I'm even looking to our emergence in test cricket. How does South African cricket manage a talent, a young talent like that? That, I know it's the conversation of whether you play cricket to play money or whether you play cricket to represent your country. And I have zero qualms with what anyone decides of what the intentions are. Telford?
Yeah, no, I think that question, it's a relevant question, but I think there's a follow-up question. That would any of the guys who do play for South Africa play if they had to do it for free? And I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
So, you know, he is really young, and the physical demands on his body also need to be managed. I mean, he's a fast bowler. You know, those guys become rather fragile. Dale Steyn's body is in a much worse state at his age than mine was at his stage, and yours was at his age. And that's just the reality of being playing professional sport. It's not good for you. So there's a long road ahead, but, you know, Mapaka took 21 wickets at an average of 9.79, I think it was, in that under-19 World Cup, and was the player of the tournament, and justifiably so.
Yeah.
He's a star in the making, but there's a long road from being a star in the making to actually becoming a star.
And he's rated by the Mumbai Indians. They play again, I think, on the 14th of April against Chennai, and it's a franchise that really rates this young South African.
They do, absolutely. That'll be a massive game if he plays, because between those two franchises, they won more IPLs than anyone else. So that is really the derby game of the IPL. So if they put their trust in him again to play in that, that will be, I think, a massive feather in his cap. So, Yeah, it's these are big days. He went to the IPL simply as a net bowler more than anything else, and then Madushankar got injured, Dilshan Madushankar, and he ends up there. It's like something out of a Bollywood script, minus the songs. But it's been a fairy tale for him, and you got to hope that he nails it.
Definitely. Tough advice. Really appreciate your time. Cricket writer, follows the IPL and has been following Kweena Mapaka.